With an Ag Central News update, I'm Steve Yurnas. A year after its $500 million hospital opened along I-94 in Fargo, Sanford Health is talking more expansion. Sanford Fargo President Nate White says about $200 million will be spent over the next 10 years on new buildings and other improvements.
We have determined that a downtown campus will be the long-term home for the Roger Maris Cancer Center. We've decided that South University will be the future home of orthopedics, and that leaves heart, women's, and children's for a home. And we realize those services from a hospital perspective primarily happen out here.
White says the first project will be a 100,000-square-foot heart and vascular center east of the medical center, with work getting underway in 2 to 3 years. Sanford plans to hire 200 more doctors and hundreds of other employees during its Fargo 2025 process and add more services such as bone marrow transplants. Sanford says growth at the main hospital in its first year exceeded 5-year projections. A proposed Badlands Bridge has some ranchers upset in western North Dakota. Warren Abrahamson has this report.
Several residents in western North Dakota say a new bridge across the Little Missouri River is necessary to improve access for emergency responders, but not all agree on the ideal location. More than 100 Billings County residents attended a hearing Monday on a long-discussed river crossing proposal north of Medina. Many advocated for a bridge, but several said they didn't favor the preferred route identified by a draft environmental impact statement. The only other bridges crossing the river are 70 miles apart, one at Medora on I-94 and one south of Waterford City on Highway 85. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.
Fishing is very good in North Dakota. We'll have that story and more next.
You know what? I'm really proud to be an American. That's why I registered with Selective Service. If you think about it, our country doesn't demand much from us. One of the few duties we have as young men living in America is to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register? Because if you don't, you can miss out on college loans, job training, good jobs, and a driver's license in most states. Plus, it's the law. So register online at sss.gov or go to your local post office.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has outlined the state's first deer management plan. The plan announced Tuesday seeks a target harvest of 200,000 whitetails. The plan is the result of a 2-year effort that included meetings around Minnesota and input from a 19-member citizen advisory committee. The plan also calls for annual deer management discussions around the state. The DNR says responding to chronic wasting disease in Minnesota's wild deer herd will be a top priority. Fishing is very good in North Dakota. Scott Gangle is the Fisheries Management Section Leader with the State Game and Fish Department. He says Lake Sakakawea, for example, has been very active.
Sounds like people are catching fish pretty readily all over the lower two-thirds of the lake. It started out pretty good in May up on the upper end of the lake, and now it's transitioned kind of traditionally as the water warms. The fishing gets better downstream.
Gangle says there's also been very good fishing on Lake Oahe and Devil's Lake.
A lot of the fish up there are good eating size fish. And all in all, I think it's been a pretty good year around the state so far.
North Dakota Republican Governor Doug Burgum is scheduled to drop in on the annual Fargo Air Show. Literally, Burgum says he will skydive with members of the U.S. Navy Leapfrog's parachute team on Saturday morning. Once on the ground, Burgum is scheduled to deliver opening remarks to attendees of the event at Hector International Airport. Burgum spokesman Mike Nowatzky says it will be a tandem jump for Burgum. For Ag Central News, I'm Steve Yurnas.